boy, do we need to get some help for our friend here, Beth, who's in a real sitch with her husband.
I hope her husband is listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would solve the problem real quick.
It really would.
But I'm curious how people would feel if this were you. What would you do? How would you react? What would you say? Tell everybody what's going on, Beth. We'll get you advice. This is Love 'Em or List 'Em on KS95. What's up?
My husband thinks I'm being jealous and overprotective and out of line. And he said also unsupportive. But I think he's crazy because who in their right mind would be okay with this situation? Their husband going on a trip with their girlfriend from college for a week to Jamaica.
Oh, hell no. I'm just going to put it out there.
And you're being overprotective and out of line and unsupportive because you're not saying, yeah, babe, have fun.
And it wasn't like I had a lot of notice because this was all thrown together really haphazardly in the last couple of weeks because my husband's group of college friends said they were going to all go on a trip together. And I have no problem with that. That sounds fun. But I didn't realize his ex-girlfriend from college was part of this group of friends. So it's just awkward. And it's two women and three dudes that were all friends in college, and they haven't seen each other for a long time, and they thought now was the year to get the band back together.
Oh, funny. And then just go to Jamaica for the hell of it? I mean, who throws that together so randomly? Come on.
Yeah, they put together this plan to meet up at some resort in Jamaica for a week with spouses included.
Oh.
That was nice.
Yeah.
My only problem is I can't go because that's the first week of April and I can't get off from work. And so he's asking if it's okay if he still goes on his own because he's trying to save money, trying to be frugal, or at least that's what he's saying. So he thought it would be best if him and Ashley share a room with two queen beds.
Okay. What? Is he crazy? Oh.
I think he might be because she's not married or dating anyone serious. So he's saying, where's the harm in that? She respects that he's a married man, I guess. But first of all, what kind of an idiot does he think I am? I would never be okay with that ever.
Right.
And that's just wrong. And it's just it's rude to even ask your wife to deal with that. So the fact is they're going to be getting drunk together every night for a week. And it's just, I'm not cool with it.
Let me guess. He's probably trying to make this all about you and your trust issues. And you need to get over this.
Exactly. He said, I need to learn to trust him. He offered to FaceTime me every night before bed. But, I think he should be man enough to back out and say, if your wife can't go, you don't go. Isn't that the rule?
I mean, that does make sense. You're right. Why would he want to go solo if everybody else is going to be there with their spouse, except for Ashley, single Ashley, in the same room? That is just ridiculous.
I know. It's really stressing me out because to make it worse, here, there's more. He recruited this ex-girlfriend to make a video telling me why I should let him go and that I have nothing to worry about. Who does that? Am I overreaching here or is it totally insane?
I mean, I kind of see it's not that big of a deal. I get it's a big deal, but I mean, if you trust him, if you really do think it's not a bad idea, then what's the problem? Make him sleep on the floor while he's with her.
Okay, I don't think it's even about that or it's even about trust. Why put yourself in that position? Why?
But if he's not going to do anything, then what's the problem?
Just no.
I mean, you're putting the cheat on him before he even gets to the place.
No.
I mean, this is coming from a person who has boxes of her ex-boyfriend's stuff. That's weird, right?
Oh, how is that the same as me going, hey, babe, you know what? My ex-boyfriend, we're all going on a trip. No big deal. I'm just going to stay in the same room with him. Taylor, you're fine with that, right?
But I'm just saying, in hindsight, if I was dating somebody and they're like, oh, I've got my ex-boyfriend's underwear in a box, I'd be like, what? That just seems weird. So I don't think it necessarily means that it's the end of the world. He trusts you. Taylor trusts you.
Yes, and I trust him, but I also don't want him sleeping for a week in a drunken Jamaican vacation with his ex-girlfriend.
And maybe it's not about a trust issue with your guy. It's more of a trust issue with Ashley, who could very well convince him to do something he doesn't want to do. I mean, what do you do when you are hammered in a room alone, the two of you, and then she decides to crawl on to his side of the bed?
Oh, boy.
No.
I guess.
You get out of here. Yeah. Okay, so you're asking if we want to love this idea of them going off to Jamaica with all the friends. What if they don't share a room? Would that make you feel better?
I think that would make me feel a little better, but it's the financial issue that he's worried about. So, yes, that could help a lot.
I mean, it's not like they couldn't hook up anyway, even if they're not in the same room.
That is true. Yeah, I don't know.
Do we love the idea of Jamaica or do we list it? Like you said, my wife can't go, so it's a big fat no, right?
Right. That's what I would think.
Some of the texts we're getting, no freaking way. Bad things happen when you drink for a week straight. Boy, isn't that the truth.
Right? You go like on a bender on a trip like that.
I have said no at the radio 9,567 times in the last 5 minutes. Someone else says, inappropriate, enough said. It's not trust, it's respect.
Yes. But she even said being in a different hotel room, she'd feel better about it. So it's clear to me that it's a trust thing. She doesn't trust him.
This is going to drive me crazy.
Here's a text. OMG, Crisco, you don't have a clue what you're talking about. When you're married, you do not put yourself into situations like this, no matter how much trust you have. It's called disrespectful.
Disrespectful. But again, are we missing the fact that she just told Ryan if he was in a different hotel room, she'd be fine with it?
No, she said she'd feel better.
Feel much better about it. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying. You got to play both sides.
And I'll always go back to, anything that causes a risk in your relationship, is it worth it?
No.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Like, is a trip to Jamaica so important that you want to risk the integrity of your relationship? I mean, maybe it is. For me, I would say no. I wouldn't want to upset my person.
You might have your priorities a little not, you know, in the right place.
Laura, you're in Burnsville. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, it's never happened to me, nor would it ever. You do not put the fox in the hen house and expect it to not eat the egg.
Good Lord.
Okay, so it's a hell to the no from you.
Exactly.
I mean, what would your reaction be if your husband ever brought this situation up to you? I mean, would you just look at him like, are you joking right now?
He knows me well enough that I would probably bitch slap him into next week, and then when he woke up, the vacation be over anyway.
Oh boy, oh. No one's messing around with Laura. Okay. Thanks for calling. Alicia from Maplewood, you have a friend who travels with their ex. It's not a big deal.
Correct. Well, for them, it's not a big deal. Her husband is fine with it, though. He's comfortable with it because he trusts her and he knows that they're just friends at this point. So there's four of us, the two people who used to be married, and then my other friend and I, all very close for a lot of years, and we will travel together. We've been on a couple of trips together, and Stephen, the new husband, is totally fine with it.
Man,
and it works for them.
Yeah, I guess different things work for different people.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like this would work for our gal.
Would it work for you, Alicia? Would you be okay with this?
I don't know if I would be okay with it or not. So it really kind of depends on the person. So if she's not comfortable with it, he should have enough respect for her to say, okay, I won't go.
You're right. And that's what it boils down to. She's not comfortable, and that should be your answer, right?
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Thank you. That makes good sense. Thanks for calling. In Apple Valley, my old hometown. Hey, Christine.
Hi.
What's your thought on Love Him or List Him?
Well, I'm just wondering, she said that the reason that he wanted to get the same hotel room was to save money. But if she had wanted to go on the trip, he would have paid a hell of a lot more money to have her go on the trip with him than he's going to pay by saving money on the same hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's just a lame-ass excuse in my book for something that he wants to justify.
Well, now let's hold on a second, because here he is paying. Let's figure it out. Real average, let's say in Jamaica. I don't know. I've never been to Jamaica. How about $200 a night? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So at $200 a night. So now let's do seven nights. That's $1,400.
Jeez. Yeah.
Cuts that in half. Uh-huh. $700. That's more than airfare.
Yeah, but if you're talking all inclusive, a lot of times if you get a room by yourself, you're almost paying the full amount. You're not necessarily saving.
Yeah, you've got food and drinks and any activities that you do. I just think the money is going to be more to have his wife come along than to have a second hotel room.
Okay. All right. It's fishy for Christine. Thank you. Let's get to Beth and Egan. You had a group of friends who did the same trip?
Exactly the same thing, probably about 10 or 12 years ago. And two of the people in the group had a relationship in college. Nobody was sharing rooms. We were in like an Airbnb. But they started an affair on this trip that nobody knew about until years later. And they both ended up getting divorced, and they have now been married to each other for over 5 years.
Boy, howdy. The way Dez is reacting on this, Taylor, she's got a lot of trust for you at home.
That has nothing to do with that. Why even put yourself in that position is what I think. For myself, too.
Yeah. So you're saying this is a bad idea. Is that what I'm getting from you?
It's a crazy idea.
It's a crazy.
Whether you think anything's going to happen or not, it certainly can.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're a kid in the candy store. I mean, it's something about a familiar ex, you know?
Like, oh, I forgot. You only will remember the things you liked about him.
Of course.
You never remember the stupid stuff.
Oh, and when you're drunk on who knows what down there, you know, Bahama Mama, and then boom, it's on, right?
Oh, shots of tequila. You just never know.
Sarah's in Lakeville. Your husband went to the Playboy Mansion.
Well, no, he didn't. A buddy of his won a trip and invited him to go along.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, honey, I trust you. It would be quite an experience. And he's like, absolutely not. I have no interest in cheating, but there's way too much alcohol. Mm-hmm. And this is a bad idea. And he was smart enough to say, this is not worth it.
Yeah.
Good man.
That he gets you, right, Sarah? And that's why you're in a happy relationship. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Kelly and Edina, you would never let your husband do this, even if the ex says, look, you have nothing to worry about. Seriously, we're just friends. It's going to be a fun reunion trip. That's all it is.
Absolutely not. I think that's totally disrespecting her as his wife.
Okay.
I mean, do you really want to leave your person, whether you're the husband or the wife, knowing for that entire week she's going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he chose to go on this trip. She's going to feel terrible, whether anything happened or not.
Mm-hmm.
Why do that to somebody?
Absolutely. I think I wouldn't question his intention on the trip now, even if he went after all this, trying to save money, staying with an ex. I would definitely question what his intentions were.
Oh, see, and the damage may be done, and they haven't even left town.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just the fact that he brought it up and thought it was okay. All right, real quick, Teresa in Maple Grove, you think we should test this guy. How?
I do. For the record, 100% no, I'd never let my husband go. But I think what she should do is she should go to him and say, okay, honey, look, I don't want to be the jealous, unfun wife, so I'm not going to tell you can't go. But know that if you choose to go, I'm going to be upset about it. So if he still chooses to go, knowing that she doesn't approve, I think you've probably got a different answer than you want. But if he says, okay, you know what, you're right, it's not worth upsetting my wife, I respect and love you, I care about what you think, then good for him. But I would let him give him the opportunity to make the, quote, right choice, because everyone in the world who's married knows there's a right choice in this.
Oh, boy, don't we ever.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Like, seriously, there is a right choice. You got to let him know that it's the right choice and let him make it.
Yes, you want him to make the right choice. You don't want to have to make it.
I went to Lucky's 13 in Burnsville last night with my neighbor, and Vaughn was jealous. I mean, it's...
It's no joke.
It's bad. He's like, what did you have? What did you have?
What did you drink? Was it good?
Ah, yes. You know me. Jeez. I could never go on a trip with an ex. Oh, my God.
No.
Oh,
they're all dead.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you don't have that choice.
Yeah.
Unless your trip is to the afterlife. That's not going to be very fun.
All right. Well, it is a list. Beth, you are 100% in the right. You need to tell him that this is absolute insanity.
Wow.
And go from there.
Yeah, catch him on the next trip.